Bob Young was assigned to a CAP unit that stood for Combined Action Program and brought together a squad of Marines with a Navy hospital corpsman. It wasn't unusual for Young to be treating a fallen comrade one moment and picking up a gun and strafing the enemy in the next moment. Those fighters who had to both save lives and kill attacking enemy soldiers had particular problems with the disconnect caused by their behavior.
Everybody in medicine takes the Hippocratic Oath. It's some variant of it. But it's the points are all there. And the first one is, do no harm. Well, what I said was, I've got a patient in front of me. Am I doing no harm when I let him get shot again? Am I doing no harm when I let myself get shot rather than taking out the threat? Because then I won't be able to treat this patient that's here now. That's how I rationalize it. The things that bother me these days are not the people I shot, actually. What bothers me is the ones that when I got there, they were still alive and I wasn't able to save them.
Those memories were bottled up inside Bob Young. And you have to remember that in the early days, when veterans returned home from Southeast Asia, there was very little discussion of post-traumatic stress, let alone treatment for it and funding for that treatment.
What got me to treatment for PTSD was in, I think, 2004. Over a period of 4 months, I dove out of bed three times, dove out, literally clawed my way over the edge looking for cover because somebody was shooting at me. I'd hit furniture on the way down, bloodied my face, and it was kind of like, well, gee, what you think you've been dealing with, you haven't.
Young sought help from counselors right here in Rohnert Park and began to understand why he was diving out of bed and, most importantly, why he frequently exploded in anger. He traced that behavior all the way back to Vietnam, where he remembers having berated a colleague in ways that were belittling and detrimental to the discipline of the unit.
I learned from that, and for most of my career, I was able to turn around and walk away when I got to that point. Mm-hmm. Everywhere but my family. My family has had to put up with my temper tantrums, and I've apologized to both my grown children and to my wife any number of times. She just is there. Excuse me.
So no matter what has happened since you've been back, your wife has been there for you.
Oh, yeah. She'll hold me in the middle of the night when I'm having bad dreams. Excuse me. Okay.
Are these dreams of being back in Vietnam after all these years? What are the dreams of?
That just getting shot at.
Young has one son, a minister and missionary in Russia, and a daughter who's a teacher in the East Bay. He's got seven grandchildren and says, we don't think much about the freedoms that we have in this country, freedoms he feels he fought to protect. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.